Well, Kevin Hines is one of the few people to have survived a suicide leap from the Golden Gate Bridge. He was 19 when he tried to kill himself back in 2000. He was struggling with mental illness at the time. In 2014, I spoke with Kevin and I asked him to take us back to the day he made the decision to jump off the bridge.
Well, you know, I always tell people that it wasn't as much of a cognitive decision as it was that I was compelled to jump off the bridge by the terrible hallucinations and voices in my head. I have a severe form of bipolar disorder that leads me to have hallucinations, both auditory and visual. And on a particular day, I was hearing voices saying that I had to die, that I had no other option, that I was a burden to all that I loved, and that I was useless. And there I was on that bridge, wanting and wishing and praying for someone to come up to me and ask me if I was okay, because all I could think of was death, and the voices in my head were telling me that I had to die. So it was because of bipolar disorder, it was because of mental illness, and it was because my brain, my brain's chemicals were imbalanced, and it really had nothing to do with any kind of situational problem. It was solely based on my mental illness.
And we read that the moment your hands left the rails, you knew it was a mistake.
Absolutely. When people attempt suicide, quite often they're shocked into reality. And in that case, that happened to me. I was in free fall, and it was instant regret. What have I just done? I don't want to die. God, please save me. I made a mistake. And then I hit the water. It was the worst action I'd ever taken, and it almost ended up in my early demise.
But you didn't die from that. What happened when you hit the water?
Well, to be blunt, I shattered my T12, L1, and L2 lower vertebrae into shards like glass that splintered throughout my lower abdomen behind the muscle, lacerating some organs. They really just popped and splintered everywhere. I went down about 70 to 80 feet, but then I opened my eyes and I thought, what the heck? You know, I thought I was hallucinating this entire event. I thought I couldn't have just done that. That didn't just happen. And I wouldn't be alive. So of course it didn't just happen. But then when I finally resurfaced, after initially going down, and after, nearly passing out and drowning, I broke the surface and I bobbed up and down in the water and I simply prayed, God, please save me. I don't want to die. I made a mistake. As I bobbed up and down in the water, swallowing some salt water and trying to stay afloat, only using my arms because my legs were completely immobile, something brushed by my legs and I thought, you've got to be kidding me. I thought, this is ridiculous. I didn't die off that bridge and now a shark's going to devour me. Well, it turns out it was not a shark. It was in fact a sea lion. And the people above looking down, who were on the bridge, believed it to be keeping me afloat until the Coast Guard boat arrived behind me. All over the world, dolphins and sea lions have been recorded to do these kinds of things. I found out years later that from a man who happened to be right next to me, 2 feet away from me when I jumped, he was the one that told me after I made a comment on the news that I thought there was a shark beneath me, that it was no shark and that it was, in fact, a sea lion.
Mm. Wow.
From that point, the Coast Guard boat arrived within the timeline where I would not set into hypothermia, or prior to that anyway. And I know that because a woman who was driving by saw me jump, had a friend in the Coast Guard, and called that friend immediately. And that is the reason they arrived to me within less than 12 minutes before I would set into hypothermia and drown. From that point on, the third part of what I call the miracle is that I got to the hospital. And one of the foremost back surgeons this side of the West Coast was there, and he was supposed to be gone the day prior, but for whatever reason he had stayed, and he opted to do my surgery, which replaced my three vertebrae with titanium, allowing me the ability to walk.
Kevin, why did you decide to jump off the Golden Gate Bridge, though? Why was it the Golden Gate Bridge that you went to commit suicide?
Well, like I said, it wasn't a cognitive decision, but the reason I went there was because I had seen a website by accident the night prior as I searched for a method. And sadly, there are websites out there that promote suicide, and they're made by, in my opinion, evil people. They're websites that say whoever you are, wherever you are in your life and whatever you're doing, that you should die just because. That's what they're big proponents of. And on this website, it said if you go to San Francisco and you go to the Golden Gate Bridge and you jump off, you will die upon impact. Good luck! Exclamation point. And for me, as sick as I was, that was a calling card. And it mentioned about the height of the rail, and and it would just be easy and as they describe, painless. And that's the furthest from the truth. There are tens of ways to die off the Golden Gate Bridge, none of which are painless. They're all terribly violent, slow deaths. And so it was these lies that were perpetuated in my psychotic mind that brought me specifically to that point. Had there been a net or railing at the Golden Gate Bridge, you see, I had no money. I only had money to get on the bus to get to the bridge. I had no money and I had no cell phone. Had there been a net or a rail, I would have been stopped immediately and I would have been cornered and I would have been taken to mental health care because I would have had to break down right there within my my mental pain.
A net would have stopped you from jumping, or a net would have caught you after you jumped?
It would have stopped me from jumping because I would have realized what it was. It would have given me much more time, and I was already acting erratically at the bridge, you know, crying and wailing profusely. I would have been noticed, and it would have stopped me.
Do you ever go back to the bridge?
I did, actually. I went back with my father the year after the attempt, and we're driving. He said, "Kevin, we're going to take a drive," and I saw where we were going, and I said, "Dad, what are you doing?" He goes, "Well, we got to find some closure, Kev." And we stopped by there was a flower bed on the way, and he said, "Pick a flower." So I picked a flower from a flower bed. So we got on the car, went all the way out to the Golden Gate Bridge parking lot. We parked, and he walked with me to exactly where I jumped, and we said a prayer, and we dropped the flower. The flower hit the water, and 2 feet to the right popped up a sea lion. So I know I'm supposed to be here, and I know there's a reason why. I guess I'll just be finding that reason out as life goes on.
Well, we're glad you're still here. Kevin, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
It's Kevin Hines speaking with us in 2014 about his jump off the Golden Gate Bridge. We have this update. Kevin continues to manage his mental illness. He's become an advocate for mental health issues and suicide prevention. And Kevin is currently working on a film, Suicide, The Ripple Effect. You can find out more at hereandnow.org.